Now, I know we got at least two kids here. Now, I got a story to tell. Come on, let's go. Any others want to come up? Please feel free. Oh, okay. Mom's coming. Oh. Wow, come on up. We got more. Always good to have more. Well, now don't run away. Hi. What's your name?
Haley.
Haley, that's a wonderful name. This is King A. That's Lydia. Okay. And this is again Sarah. Introduce yourself to Haley. Okay. Well, maybe you heard that I was away for 2 weeks. I was way over in Nigeria. Were you born in Nigeria or in Cameroon? Nigeria. Okay. Well, this morning I want to tell you the story about a little boy. But first let me tell you, I went over to Nigeria to listen to people and how they deal with, how they work around fear. Are any of you ever afraid?
No.
No? You're never afraid?
No. I'm not afraid of the dog.
You're not afraid of the dog anymore? Anymore. Oh, okay. Well, I still get afraid of things. I still sometimes get afraid when I wake up in the middle of the night. And it's okay to be afraid.
My daddy has some guns.
Oh, okay. Okay. But let me tell you about this little boy. We were in the city of Mubi. Have you heard of Mubi? Nope. It's in the northwest part. Eugenia, you know where Mubi is, don't you? Mubi? You've heard of Mubi? No? Oh, well. Okay. Anyways, we were in this town, and we were in the market. Now, this was not a supermarket. I'm sure you've been to a supermarket and a mall. And for there, this is sort of like their supermarket and mall, only it's very, very, very different. You went to a mall. Okay, good. This is sort of like there, but it's very different. There's narrow streets, and there's stalls everywhere, just stalls, and lots and lots and lots of people. And walking through that market, I felt very different. Can anybody guess why I might have felt very different walking through that? Can you guess why I might have felt very different? Well, for one thing, I was dressed very different. Most people wore other types of clothing and stuff, and I just had a shirt and pants on. But there was another big reason why I was very different. Can you guess why? What? Your family is from Nigeria, and Nigeria has people with wonderful color in their faces. And my color is kind of a little different, isn't it? If everybody else is that way, then I'm the one who's different. So I felt that way, and it was interesting walking through that market. And as we were going through, there was a little boy. And I remember it very clearly because I was looking, and that boy looked up at us. These big, tall men whose faces looked very different, who didn't have a lot of color. And I saw that boy's eyes get nice and big. And it wasn't a big that was a nice kind of big. It was big as if he was frightened. He was afraid of us as we were walking. I felt bad. I didn't want to make the little boy afraid. And he would have run away, I could tell, except he had his bigger sister right beside him. And she wasn't afraid. In fact, she kind of grabbed his arm and she was trying to shove him towards us. Could you imagine? Now, of course, if you had a younger brother or a younger sister, you would never do that to your sister or brother, would you?
I don't have a brother.
You don't have a brother. But if you had one, you wouldn't do that, would you? That was kind of mean. Because he just wanted to run away. And his sister just kept on shoving him towards us.
Actually, I only have a cousin.
You have a cousin. Thomas? Thomas. Okay. Well, I learned later that some parents, in fact, the person who was our guide, his name was Marcus. He was a marvelous man. Love him. He had been raised, not a Christian, he had been raised a Muslim. And he became a Christian. And he was brethren over there. But he said in many families, even today, children are taught to be afraid of people whose faces are not full of color. They're taught to be afraid. And sometimes we are taught to be afraid too. But in there, sometimes the children are taught that what they call white people will try to steal you, will try to hurt you, will they can make you disappear. That's what Marcus said. Be afraid. That's not good. No. And I wouldn't want to hurt a little boy. Or a little girl. That's right. I wouldn't want to. It made me feel bad that I made somebody afraid. I wanted to tell the little boy, but I'm sure he wouldn't have understood. Don't be afraid of me. We heard, you're never afraid of people. We just heard from the Bible a very important word from God, that God loves the world so very much. He made everybody, and he loves everybody he made, and so much that he sent somebody, not for us to be afraid of that somebody. And who is that somebody that God sent into the world? Jesus. Not to make us disappear. Not to be mean to us or to hurt us, but to save us. That's what it said. And it's not God's will that anybody not be saved.
He can't hurt anybody.
Oh, that's right. Because that's not what he was sent to do. He was sent to help and to save. And I want you to remember that. So if you ever get afraid of somebody who's may look a little different from you, try to see Jesus. Try to see Jesus. And don't be afraid. Because God loves you. Yes, you're not afraid. Okay. Would you pray with me? Oh God, we thank you for children. All the little children of the world. Black or white or red or yellow. Thank you for each and every one. But especially for the five children up front just now. Amen. Okay. Thank you.